What would you call the area around the barn where you might let the cows and mules wander around?
Well, we call it, they call it the feed lot.
Mm-hmm.
So we feed them before the milk or keep them, we round them up to milk.
Mm-hmm.
Call it the feed lot.
Okay. What was the, what would you call the place where you let them go out to graze?
Call it pasture.
Okay, okay. Was it usually fenced in?
Or,
yeah, okay.
It'd have to be. It'd be on the highway and every place else where you go to milk them twice a day.
Uh-huh.
And you couldn't find them if you didn't get in the woods. If you had a place down in the woods or by the pond or something like that, you couldn't find them.
Mm-hmm.
It'd take all day to find them. So.
I never lived on a farm sometimes. It's interesting. I wish I could live on one of these. Okay, did you ever raise cotton? No, never did. Do you know anybody that did around here? A lot of kinfolks used to. My uncles, my daddy's brothers.
I've got two of them, they're about the same age. They used to raise cotton. Nowadays, it's more profit than soybeans.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they raise now, soybeans and dairy cattle. Not dairy cattle, but beef cattle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're using that soybean in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
state, we got one of the state docks here. The grain elevators and things, but they ship it from here to Mobile by means of the river out here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw a barge out. Where was it?
Cement plant on.
Yeah. There's the big old barge with a tug or something out there pushing it down the river. Out there.
Yeah, that's, the river runs. So it's two rivers. They're trying to call this the City of Rivers. My home tag right here, City of Rivers.
Oh yeah.
We got two rivers that meet. About a mile up the river here.
Mm-hmm.
They just, I would say it's a half a mile up there. The Warrior River and the Tombigbee River.
Uh-huh.
And that's one that does Tennessee Tombigbee thing. Which has a lot to do with now. Tennessee Tombigbee waterway they're talking about on the news and everything. You might not hear much about it.
Not around land.
It's got a lot of big fellows from Washington. Federal government's got a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm. What are they trying to do?
They're trying to cut a path to run the Tennessee and River and the Tombigbee together,
mm-hmm.
join them together, mm-hmm. and widen the river where there'll be more riverboat traffic, the way to get supplies and different things down to Mobile, Port of Mobile.
Oh, wow.
Things like that.
Is it usually, around here, is it a good idea? Or is
oh, yeah. Bring a lot of business around here.
Yeah.
A lot more people be coming in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This place is gradually growing.
Yeah, I used to live in St. Louis, and the Mississippi is right there.
Of course, the Tombigbee goes over all the way over. Let's see, it cuts back across in the Mississippi and goes up through Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we're widening the river all the way down from there, all the way down.
Yeah.
Take up for a little bit. I imagine bigger boats coming through than just the little barges that you might have seen.
Yeah, maybe get some Rigo showboat, with a big paddle wheel on the back.
Yeah.
Or something.
They had one from the University of Alabama
Yep.
down here one time for a thing, and